It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hey, everyone. It's summer, and it is travel season. You guys on the move? You got some vacations planned? I do. I have a trip to Japan that I'm sure I'll be telling you about soon. I've been trying to get to this trip for a couple of years now. I'm really excited. So 2 weeks in Japan coming up my way. How about you? Do you want smooth and easy travels? That's the topic of our episode today, making sure that wherever you go, you get the best treatment, the best upgrades, the best hotels, the best camping. Everything is easy. Everything is smooth. You have all of those delightful accidents, as I think of them. You know, the ones where you meet that person in the airplane seat next to you and it turns out to end up being the love of your life or the connection to the next boss that hires you or things like that. Delightful things. We're looking for that as we travel. So buckle up and get ready. There's oxygen dropping from the ceiling. No, I'm kidding. And before we drop into the rest of this, if you like the topic, I am going to suggest a couple of flow dreams for you. One of them is finding a new home and making an easy move. That's one that I created for those of you who are not just traveling, you are permanently traveling to a new place, a new apartment, a new flat, a new house. So check that one out. If you're just taking a trip, a vacation, I highly recommend Everything is Easy. Everything is Easy. And you can find that in the My Trouble-Free Life playlist. You can also look up My Trouble-Free Life. What these do, this playlist, and particularly this MP3, is it smooths all the rough edges. If things can get all tangled up and messed up and you're sleeping on the airport floor overnight, this is the flow dream that you want to listen to so that you get that nice hotel instead, paid for by the airline. So keep those in mind as we talk about the energy of travel, the energy of going from place to place. And also, one more thing, I am recording this on a very hot Saturday afternoon in the summertime, and my kids are home and they have friends over. So if you hear some faint, wild, insane giggling or some shouts, that's my son and his buddies, and they're just roaring around the house. And I tell everybody, please, please, please keep it down. But if you hear it, that's exactly what's going on. But at least this time, I've kicked my cat out of the room. She's usually the one who's knocking up against the microphone. So, yeah, it's somewhat distraction-free. So, travel. Travel, 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 travel. I've always been really lucky with travel. I've visited 33 countries. Japan will be 34. I did a lot of traveling, not for work. Actually, it's all been, almost all, 90% of it has been for pleasure. Dropping into a place, getting to know the people, getting to know the city, the environment. The way I like to travel is I like to get a home base and then branch out from there. So, for instance, in Tokyo, I'll be spending, 5 or 6 days, and I'll be taking the trains with my family out to the smaller outlying towns and then coming back to the same hotel at night. I find that it minimizes my stress tremendously, and then I might move on to another major area and then take day trips out from there. It's a way that I can still see a lot, but I minimize how many times I'm checking in and checking out and checking in and checking out. Because for me, that becomes really disruptive to my flow. And that's to me what successful travel is all about. How do you stay in flow? How do you stay in that ease where everything is going your way? And even those times when I have missed trains, oh yes, I've missed trains. I've slept through stops before, ended up in entirely different towns. You know what I've done? I've just gotten off at that stop and said, I guess I'll stay here for the night instead. And you think, oh, what do you do with your hotel reservation? Well, this is what you do with flow. You work things out. You flow things out. You postpone it. You say, I'll come tomorrow instead of today. Something along those lines. You work things out. Things smooth over for you. What is the easiest possible way to have this experience? I'm always asking myself that. What's the easiest possible way? Do I have to take the train with 14 different stops, or can I hire a car and get there in one stop? What is smooth? So I'm taking these proactive steps towards keeping things smooth and clear and direct in my travel. And then I'm anticipating that flow or universe or source is also mirroring me. Oh, she's making everything smooth, easy, and direct. Obviously, these are the conditions she's psyched up for and she's set for and she's creating. She's co-creating. So what can we give her that's also smooth and easy and direct? And as a result of this, I have had some intensely great, great luck traveling. I can't say I've been bumped up in, you know, unexpectedly to first class or anything, at least not recently. Airplanes stopped doing that, it seems like, a few years ago, but it used to be so commonplace for me before I could afford it. And so, you know, these are just some little tips and ways of thinking. Airports, let's talk about them for a second. Airports, if you think about them energetically, you want to know why people are so cranky there all the time. It is a major crossroads, a hub of streams of energy, back and forth and crisscrossing and in and out. And there's often lots of buildups, right? You go sit in the waiting area and you sit and you sit and you sit and you get more and more upset and then they bump you off your flight. So imagine if you, you know those things called heat maps? Sometimes like websites will have a heat map and it'll tell you where people are clicking most on your website. You know, the red spots are where most people are going, or you see heat maps of the earth and, okay, these are the hot areas, you know, perhaps over the Amazon, the cold areas you got up there on the Arctic. Think of a heat map of an airport. And the heat, the red, is everyone's stress and where it's being generated. And the friction that occurs, like two sticks rubbing against each other. Imagine all of these upset people rushing back and forth along the corridors of the airport, back and forth. So you have these little red migration areas, then you have these red waiting room areas where people are just going, ugh, ugh, ugh. I mean, it's not very common that people are going, yeah, oh God, this is the best experience I've ever had. This is so wonderful. I mean, is that generally the tone? Sometimes it is. I have been in the waiting areas, you know, for Hawaiian Airlines, and everyone there is like, I'm on vacation, and it's a straight shot from here, and it's no changing planes, and you get a different vibe. Energies permeate. They sink into the environment. They become part of the environment. And it's sort of like they sink in, they get absorbed, and then they get released again. But how long does it take them to release? That's the million-dollar question. What I've found is if you have this cumulative effect, anger, 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 stress, 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 upset, 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 over time, it's like there's a buildup that occurs that's never, you know, it's hard to fully release it if you keep pouring more and more in. And when do you get to release it? Maybe from 2 to 4 a.m. when the planes aren't flying? I don't know. So be aware. Sometimes when you're in an airport, it's not really you that's feeling this way. It's everything around you. It's the buildup. It's the energy scum that you're residing in, that you're feeling. You can walk into your trip feeling psyched up and happy, and 1 hour in, you're like, ah, I'm so tired. And it's not always that we become cranky, that we become that way. Sometimes we just become abnormally exhausted very quickly. That's another way of us sort of fending off the energy, being dropped into a field that we don't want to align with and we have to stay differentiated with. That in itself takes energy. Now, hotels can have a similar energy going on. Sometimes you'll walk into a hotel, picture the best resort you've ever been, maybe, you know, Cancun, Mexico or someplace, and you walk in and they serve you a little drink and they take your suitcases and you're like, ah, and the whole place feels relaxed and easy. Now imagine that hotel that your airline put you up on overnight because they overbooked the flight and they decided randomly to bump you off. Maybe they didn't drag you through the airplane to get you off, but sorry, you're going to have to give up your seat. And you said, no, this is my seat. So, well, we'll give you this voucher for this hotel airport. Okay. What did that hotel experience feel like? Forget about your energy walking in, the general energy. I remember once I was traveling back with my mom, my husband, my two-year-old daughter at the time, and we were coming back from Venice, Italy, and we were supposed to be home on Christmas Eve morning, like perfect timing. We wouldn't have planned it this way. We had to. This was how it was worked out. Christmas Eve morning, and I said, oh, great, we're home in time for Santa Claus, and we can still have Christmas at home, and it'll feel so good to be back, and... Well, what do you think happens? Christmas Eve, our flight, we miss it because we had a flight that connected late and we sat there and they wouldn't let us on. They said, well, the plane is leaving in 30 minutes. And I said, I know, we're here. We ran all the way. And they said, no, you missed the boarding cutoff. It was 3 minutes ago. You missed it. So we stood there with our faces pressed up against the window, watching our plane home on Christmas Eve and looking at it thinking, oh, you are kidding me. We were pretty upset. So they booked us in a little hotel. It was an Ibis hotel. Anybody ever been to one of those, the Ibis hotels? They are as bare bones as you can get, and their rooms are about the size of a matchbox. I mean, very, very tiny. You know, I guess it's like a motorhome. You ever been in a motorhome shower? That's the Ibis shower. So there's four of us in these two double beds. My mom, my two-year-old, my husband, and me, we're all very cranky. And we're sitting there having dinner in the Ibis dining area with the meal credit that they gave us. And we're looking around, and it was like the land of lost souls. All of us, none of us wanted to be there. All of us had been booked into this place. It's Christmas Eve night. And we're like, what are we doing here? How did this happen to us? So this is one of the rare instances where my flow kind of sent me on this adventure instead of sending me home. And, you know, I was pretty bummed out at the time. But looking back, it's one of the funniest travel stories that I have ever had. And I kind of cherish the memory. Remember that time? Remember that time? So that hotel, the point of all of this was that hotel, like I said, it had the energy of the land of lost souls. Everybody was wandering through hollow-eyed, shocked, wondering what happened. How did this occur? And it felt like purgatory. Where are we? What are we doing? That was the energy of that hotel. And I have a feeling that that hotel probably had that energy all day long, 365 days a year. It just happens that on Christmas Eve, feels even more so. Especially for those hotel employees. You know, they're working the counter. They don't want to be there either. So there you have hotels, you have airlines, sort of contrasting the differences. When you are traveling, obviously, you want to stay in places that are going to give you the smoothest feeling. You know, if that hotel right by the airport, you know, is going to be one of those in-and-out hotels where people are unhappy to be there, maybe you don't want to be there either. I don't care if it's $20 or $50 cheaper. Do you want to be there? Is it worth it to you? So a lot of traveling really is making very conscious choices, understanding the energy environments that you're going into. And that's usually the last thing that we think about when we're traveling, because we're all into logistics and our minds are busy coming up with schedules and what makes the most sense and what is closest and what's the energy environment of it is the last thing on our mind. And yet it is often one of the most crucial details. So what else do I do when I travel to ensure that it is smooth and easy? Always, always before I start my journey, I'm going into flow and I'm setting myself up. I'm expressing those emotional endpoints. Here's how I feel throughout the trip. This is how I feel as I experience this vacation, this business trip, whatever it is. It is easy, it's light. All the best things happen to me. We are swooped up into this place of joy and relaxation. I feel no stress. I feel light, 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 easy, easy, easy. What I'm doing is I'm telling my future, I'm telling in advance, this is where we're going. This is what I expect to feel. This is what I'm anticipating. Look, I'm giving you a roadmap. Now contrast that to people who give no roadmap at all. This is you just walking into the situation, kind of hoping it's going to be fun, but you give zero roadmap to your life or to your flow for how you expect it to make you feel. So what do you think you get? What's the difference between those two people? Well, one of them is probably just going to get a kind of mishmash of whatever happens. I always call it the leftovers from other people, right? Other people are doing stuff and having stuff, and you just kind of jostle around with them, and you take a little piece here, and you get a little of that, and you get a result of whatever. It's just kind of you're jostling through, like jostling through a big crowd. The other person is going in with this kind of clean framework, this sort of arrow of light around them. Everything is smoothing. Everything is easy. Everything is gliding. I want you to try that with the next trip that you have going up. Go in and pre-act around it, flow dream around it, get into this space. You can even start this the moment you book your trip. The second you book it, this feels good. This feels right. If this isn't the thing I should be doing, it doesn't work out for me. I often say that too. If it's not the right thing, make sure it falls through because, hey, I'm making a choice here. I don't know if it's the best one, but if it's not the best for me, please make it fall through. And if it does, I'm not going to gripe and rah, rah, rah. I'm going to say, thanks, Flo. What's next? I assume that whatever falls through is something that's not good for me or not going to work out or will have cost me more than I expected or something that I could not anticipate. I expect that to be the case. Can you see how all the friction starts to come off, starts to peel away? That's how you travel. Travel smooth, easy, and in flow. Okay, we'll be back right after this. Got a short break. Stay with me. When we return, we're going to do some flow dreaming. I'll see you in a few seconds. It's summer, and while we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together over a year through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming, and you get to see exactly how you're continually co-creating your future. Aren't you curious what you're doing? I ask you to bring two big goals to the table. And you reach them using tools you've probably never been exposed to before. If you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and either I or one of my team will help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to join Me School, well, then I look forward to spending this year with you live as we work together to create miracles. And welcome back. You guys ready to do some flow dreaming for smooth, easy travels? Good. All right. In fact, I think I'll probably make a flow dream for the store exactly like that. It might be called Smooth, Easy Travels. I just have to wait until after I get back from my own smooth, easy travels to get that one up there for you. In the meantime, just go ahead and access the other ones that I recommended at flowdreaming.com. That does underwrite this podcast to you. So without further ado, let's close our eyes and get into flow. And remember, this is not meditation, not hypnosis, not creative visualization. It's its own little beast, its own animal, its own fun, and very, very effective modality for creating your future, creating your life, reconditioning yourself emotionally, healing. It does so many things. I'm not going to explain the technique now. Be sure to go to the website. You can get my free kit. Check it out there. In the meantime, go ahead and close your eyes with me and just go into the experience. Just try the experience with me. Take a deep breath. Eyes are closed. Inhaling, exhaling, long, slow. As you do, your shoulders drop. And you roll your neck. Another deep breath. Exhaling again. wiggling your jaw, relaxed, carrying no tension into your flow state. In your flow state, you detach, you let yourself drift and daydream. Like moving into a daydream, imagining, dreaming up things, seeing them in your mind, feeling them, letting yourself go, releasing yourself, that sensation, that feeling, like an airplane gliding above you in the sky. That little speck, smooth, easy, straight. You are that airplane. You are moving forward in your life, into your future, into the next step, into all the places you'll ever go, all the things you'll ever see, everything you'll ever visit or experience. You keep continuously moving into them, moving into them, moving and moving and moving into them. On and on and on. You feel that? It's so continuous. Forward and on and on, and forward and on. You keep moving on and forward and on. And what is the texture of this movement? What is the color of it? How is it feeling? Is it easy? Is it smooth? Every place you go, everything you see, what's the next little jump? From town to town, city to city, state to state, province to province, country to country, where are you going? Jumping and hopping, moving through time, moving through space, physical space, taking transportation. Getting from A to B, what is the line? Does it flow straight? Is it clear? Is it open? Is it easy? Do you put your suitcases down and wish, there they go, right away from you? So easy. Everything easy. You've got this. Yes, you arrive. Oh, that was the best flight. That was the best car trip. That was the best train trip. That was the best walk. I got there. What a pleasant experience. Can't remember having an experience as good as that one. That was definitely up in my top 5 or top 3. Maybe even the best. I wonder how much more easy it can become. I wonder how long this will last for. Will it last for the entire duration of the trip? Will it last the entire time? Why not? Why not? You're like an arrow shot from a bow. It's going to last as long as your experience lasts. As long as that arrow is in flight, you launched it, and it goes to the very end before it plunks down into the ground, and that is you plunking back home, safe and secure, delighted, happy, incredibly happy. Wow, best trip ever, best traveling ever. That was a great experience. I can't wait to tell other people about it. I'm going to hold that in my heart, a little bright light, for years and years to come. Every time I think about that, I think, wow, that was definitely one of the best. So easy. I have such wonderful and fun and synchronous stories to share with people, and I met people, and I saw things, and I got insider peeks, and all that stuff I like. I got. My family got. My friends got. People I went with. We were all together in this. Great experience. Loved it. Flow. That's how it goes. That's how it's going. That's who I am in this. I'm showing up like that. Match me. Mirror me. Reflect me. Create for me on my behalf this magical, magical travel. Create it. I'm ready. And with that, you find yourself coming back, and you return from flow, and you open your eyes. And there you go. That was actually very brief, just a quickie little flow dream for you. But I hope you liked it. Felt good, huh? That is how I program my future. Now, if you do get some of the really nice flow dreams, the ones I recommended, something you can do is put them on your phone, take them on the plane with you, right? When you're listening to stuff on the plane, listening to music, listen to some flow dreams. Loop them over and over. This is my trip. These are my travels. And that's what I'm going to do. Listen to some flow dreams as I travel. On the way there, on the way back. Okay, love you guys. I'll see you all again next time for another episode of Flow Dreaming. That's a wrap for today. But if you want to keep things going, then download my free Flow Dreaming apps. That's right, there's two of them. The first app allows you to listen to this podcast anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search and favorite episodes. The other app hooks you up with my manifesting store, which includes an oracle to help you see what direction you most are in need of right now and advice. You can also sample all kinds of flow dreams and put together a library of your own. So to find these apps, just search Flow Dreaming in iTunes or on your Google App Store.